Hello, my name is Dariana Lewis and I am 14 years old. I go to Mapletown Junior High School. This school district isn't bad at all. It is located in a very rural area, which is in the country around woods and trees. It's nice to go to school here because there isn't much noise and it is very quiet most of the time. If you are in a quiet environment, then it is easier to learn and pay attention to what you are doing and the things that are going on around you. Mapletown is a very nice and great school. There are many people to meet, places to go, and things to do. So many nice teachers walk through the halls and greet you at sight. There isn't much violence, and that is a wonderful thing. The way I see it is the less violence, the better the grades. There are many nice and amazing people to meet here at Mapletown High School, just like me. Now let's talk about me and my family. I am one out of six children. I have three sisters and two brothers. My mom's oldest child is Samantha. I really don't know anything about her. She was taken away from my mom when she was 2 weeks old because my mom's parents thought she was too young to have a kid. The second oldest would be my brother Nicholas. He is 20 and will be 21 June 18th. He has two kids, Caleb, which is 5, and Nicholas Jr., which is 1 month. He does tattoos, skateboards, and plays guitar in the church band. Underneath my brother would be my sister, Abrianna. She is 16 and will be 17 December 18th. She has one daughter, Zoe, which is 3 months. She attends Hanley High School and is currently looking for a job. After Abrianna, there is me. I'm 14 and will be 15 September 12th. I'm still in school, I have no children, and I go to Virginia during the summer to visit my dad. Then after me, there is my sister, Brittany. She is 11 and will be 12 September 21st. She attends Bobtown Elementary and will be coming to Mapletown in 2012. And last but not least, there's my little brother, Dakota. He will be 10 this year, but he passed away when he was born. We still consider him as part of the family and all. I hope you have enjoyed my story. My life really means something to me, and I cherish it each and every day that I get up and can breathe another breath. I hope you have learned that no matter what happens between you and anyone in your family, that you should always love and care for them, because one day you might not have them.